It's the review show after Liverpool 4, Salzburg 3. I'm Dan Morgan. I've got Ben Johnson, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers. Lads, that was loads of fun, wasn't it? First and foremost. And that and Salzburg last night, basically, yeah.
Might have to leave me for 5 minutes. I'm like proper, like, giddy.
Yeah, it really was. It was good fun. Neil, Liverpool are, apart from Gomez, enforced, unchanged again in the main. How long did he go to the well with this formation and team? Do you think it's a case of it needs to change at some point in both shape and personnel, or do you think he's going with it until he sees it fit to do something else with it?
I think he might do something funky at United. I think he definitely goes similar-ish Leicester. And I think I've said on a previous show on this recently, I think it's time to maybe have done something different and to have shaken up the selection is Newcastle. But I think almost what he does at Newcastle almost locks him in to the way in which he's going to play right the way through this little run. And I think that that's still the case, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. So I think he's going all the way through now with this. I'd be really surprised if he changed the shape before the Leicester game. I don't see him shaking it up. I could be wrong. And then from there, it wouldn't surprise me if he tries to do something a bit different at United. Apart from that, I think he'll do something different for Genk. I think Genk gives him the opportunity to do a bit of 4-2-3-1. He'll be looking at that. Wouldn't surprise me if Villa away does a bit of 4-2-3-1, but, you know, Spurs, Man City on the horizon and Leicester coming next, I think it will be this shape. He may only pick one of Henderson and Wijnaldum for Leicester, and that might remain the case as we move into the autumn.
And what do you think? Because we are in the same shape last night, but it's a lot more committed to playing in wide areas. You see Henderson and Wijnaldum start a lot wider, and there's a lot more then emphasis on the likes of Fabinho and the centre backs. They're a 4-4-2 of sorts. They don't play the Haaland lads, which comes as a surprise to a few. Do you think they get to grips with it as it goes on, or do you think it's just a lack of concentration in terms of the setup